Hello, Grinders, and welcome to the Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. I'm your host, Travis Mangone, here to break down the five-game slate for you. Hopefully you guys had an awesome five-game slate yesterday. If so, hey, we got another one to attack. If not, you know, there's always another day, and we can, try and take down a GPP or your cash games today. So, this show is sponsored by Fantasy Draft, so head on over to Fantasy Draft, guys. Check out their site. They got tons of great stuff over there. They have rake-free head-to-heads, for instance, for NFL. If you're playing tons of volume in your cash games, you want to get some head-to-head action, just eliminating the rake is just one of those ways that makes way more profitable players in the industry. So head on over there and check out the rake-free head-to-heads. They're absolutely awesome. Also, if your guy that likes tournaments, likes a lot of risk, and wants to kind of get a chance at a live final, the Carolina Millions is a contest to try and attack. We've got the Carolina Million Week 10 qualifier fire in the lobby right now, a $250 entry, so head on over and do that, or you can win some tickets into it. So check that out, guys. It's just an awesome contest, and if you've never been to a live final, it's obviously a great time. Everyone talks about how awesome they are, so head on over and give that a shot. But we're here to talk a little NBA. We're talking about the five-game slate, and we'll just dive right in. We have the Los Angeles Lakers and the Washington Wizards. That's the first game on the slate. Lakers have a 105.25 team total. Wizards with a 115.75, making it the second highest total on the slate at 221. So this is going to be a game that you're going to want to get exposure to for sure on this slate. We have Bradley Beal on Fantasy Draft specifically. It really sticks out if you go through the Fantasy Draft pricing, right? Say you scroll through, the guards. You see DeMar DeRozan, 14.3K. Eric Gordon, 14.3K. Bradley Beal, 14K. Like, what doesn't, fit there is Eric Gordon, 14.3K. I get it. He's had a great year. With Chris Paul not being there, it's been fantastic for him. But the upside is just a little limited because he's just so points dependent. Doesn't really get a ton of peripherals. But I'd rather have a guy like Bradley Beal. 14K, the upside that he has, especially in a spot against the Lakers. We saw him in the last game against the Lakers, 45.5 points. Also with John Wall, I know he's back and he's healthy. But John Wall's one of those guys that he's kind of, I guess you call it grinder. That's kind of like a lame answer, but he's a guy that's isn't going to miss games. He's going to be out there, just always playing, even if he's kind of banged up. So John Wall could still be banged up from the injury that he got the other day. And Bradley Beal could kind of maybe have to lift the load a little bit for him. In that last game, it wasn't like that as much, but again, a match against the Lakers, right? They are awful against shooting guards and just guards in general. I know KCP is out there, but the way the tempo that they play, Lakers, it's just such sloppy play. It's just a gold mine for DFS. So I'm going to load up on Bradley Beal here on Fantasy Draft because of that price tag. And I think most of these guys are in play, right? We got Otto Porter, 14.3K. I have to have interest in him there, in my opinion. I think it's a great price tag for him. It's one that people won't want to pay because I don't think they've ever paid this price tag. But in tournaments, he's got 40-point upside for sure. You could pay for John Wall, and I think that's certainly fine. The price tag is, it's expensive for obvious reasons. I think there's another guard that I'd rather pay up for on this slate, but I think getting exposure to John Wall in tournaments is perfectly fine. And then another guy I like is Gortat. I think Gortat's got a great price tag. Gortat's 11K, and we saw what Aaron Baines. Aaron Baines had a career high game against the Lakers yesterday. This is Aaron Baines we're talking about. So I think Gortat could obviously have a great game here. So I think there's reasons to have interest in him too. Don't sleep on him, especially on a site like Fantasy Draft where we can play multiple centers. One other guy is Markieff Morris. We saw a minutes increase finally for him. He played 14 minutes in the first game, 17 in the Toronto game, and now in Dallas we saw 27 minutes. He didn't have a great game, right? 14.7 points. But we have an 8,900 price tag on a site like Fantasy Draft, and if he's going to play that amount of minutes, I think he's a great cash game option just because of the value that he offers with that price tag in a matchup against the Lakers. This is a great spot for him. So I know he didn't have the greatest outing against Dallas, but Dallas is not always the greatest opponent for people because of the slower pace that they play at. So this is just a great spot, I think, for buying on the Markieff Morris price tag. We did that yesterday with Marcus Morris, right? We bought on that cheap price tag, finally off the minutes restriction, and it seems like Markieff is off that too. So I think we should buy on that against the Lakers if we're trying to jam in a bunch of studs, because there's going to be some studs that we want to talk about on this slate. But let's talk about the Lakers side of the ball for a little bit. So this is a tough spot, right? Off a back-to-back is not going to be my favorite thing to attack on this five-game slate. And I do kind of worry that the Lakers, if we're talking about the game flow, I do worry that the Lakers are going to kind of get blown out here by the Wizards. We have jump shooters, right? Off of back-to-backs, never really a fan of rostering them. Like guys like Brandon Ingram, I'm probably going to shy away from. I think Kyle Kuzma is starting to get a little priced up. I might rather attack a guy off the bench instead, like a Julius Randle for 9.3K. Maybe he plays in a little bit of garbage time too, and he's one of those guys that like once he gets going, he's got a he has tons of upside, and maybe like he can finally get going, and then we'll get him in there for a little bit longer. And I could see maybe between the matchup with Gortat, I could kind of see them maybe going with Julius Randle up against Gortat a little bit, and kind of Lopez is a guy that we saw last year didn't play a lot off the back-to-backs and whatnot, and he's an older guy. I could see them maybe limiting his minutes a little bit. Again, this is just speculation, but I like the idea because of also the injury to Larry Nance and with Kuzma and Lopez there. I just think Randle could be a really good tournament option that I think I'm going to be looking for sure. Not for my cash games, but tournaments I definitely have interest. Even Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, I think for 8.7K, definitely have to have interest in him as well. I just think, because of the, sites like FanDuel, for instance, just to specifically bring that up, with the way that steals work and in games like game environments like this, these are games where he just gets tons of steals. So we're not really up and down, up and down. So I have interest in him a little bit. I'm probably going to fade Lonzo Ball. I get it. Lonzo Ball is one of those guys. Everyone's talking about, oh, his field goal percentage is going to come back, and he's got tons of upside, triple-double upside almost any night, and it feels like that, right? But off of back-to-back and against a guy like John Wall, I'm just going to pass on this one. I don't think it's the right spot for him today. I'll play Lonzo Ball in another spot. I like to play him more so against like bad opponents like the Nets, the Suns, just other teams like that. I'm a little worried about him in this matchup. So let's move on to the next game. We'll talk about the New Orleans Pelicans and the Toronto Raptors. We have a 214.5 team total. Raptors are the favorite with 110 total, and then the Pelicans are 104.5 total. And the real talk of this game, just in general, is there's two studs on each team that you have to absolutely love whenever you want to roster, right? Davis and Cousins are the obvious two on the Pelicans, and then on the Raptors side, it's always Lowry and DeRozan. Lowry and DeRozan, they're two guys that they have not been doing as well as expected to start off the year. I think if I'm going to buy anyone, though, it's going to be Kyle Lowry for a cheaper price tag. I'm just never a fan of rostering DeRozan. He's really point-dependent. I hate rostering like point-dependent shooting guards. It's really frustrating, so I'm just going to pass on them here. Don't think it's really necessary. I'm going to go with Kyle Lowry, though, if I have to play anyone in the backcourt. I think the price tag is just cheap, and I want to buy on that cheap price tag because he's been shooting a little better. So that's the one guy I would play there. But I really am more interested in the forwards on the Raptors side of the ball if I played any of them. Serge Ibaka, 8.9K. And Jonas Valanciunas 9.2K. The reason why is they're going to need to play a ton of minutes with Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins in the game. I mean, it's just obvious. And I forget which game it was, but I saw, and I mean, it's obvious thinking, right? If these two big men are in Davis and Cousins, like they're going to need Ibaka and Valanciunas. But something that I just feel like we don't always think of is like, if these two guys are going to be in, then the other two guys on the opposite side of the ball, they are going to have to play a ton of minutes, right? They're going to want to, count on the guys like Ibaka and Valanciunas, especially if this game is close and the Raptors are projected as favorites. So we have to have interest in Ibaka and Valanciunas at those price tags. We've seen them with 40-point upside before. We've seen them with 50-point upside. I mean, at those price tags, find me guys who have that kind of upside. So I like them a lot. I think they're very interesting. And I think you can pair them up with just going with guys on the opposite side of the game. You can play Davis or Cousins with them. They've been two of the best fantasy options this season. Been absolutely incredible this year. So I would have a ton of interest in both those guys. If I had to pick, Cousins or Davis, it's kind of like a cop-out to say, but it is kind of like, pick it out of a hat. Like, they both could be great, and if the matchup is good for both, it's really, really tough to pick which one. But I guess the way I would approach it on Fantasy Draft is I'd probably go with DeMarcus Cousins because he'd probably get a softer guy like Jonas Valanciunas. Yeah, I guess that's kind of what I would do. But again, I think whichever one fits your lineup, it's fine. But I do think Davis has a little more upside than Cousins personally. So I think they're both great plays, obviously. I think what we've seen from them is what we expected after the trade last year. And it's been incredible to watch. So like both of them here in this spot. One guy I just want to kind of go back, and I forgot to mention from the last game, is Kyle Kuzma. I think it's a decent bounce back spot for him in this type of game environment where it's going to be go a lot smaller and go up and down. I just wanted to mention it, and I didn't want to like leave that forgotten. So Kyle Kuzma, if just kind of thinking it through, definitely want to consider him too. He's popping in my model, and should have mentioned him last game, and kind of didn't mention him enough. So, but yeah. Just to kind of note with the Raptors and Pelicans game, this is a game I'm not going to probably get a ton of exposure to, right? Because their price tags are kind of expensive on these studs, and the really where I want to go are the studs. But then there's other studs on the slate that I kind of prefer. I also think Drew Holiday for 12.7K is another guy that I could roster. But guys like Etuan Moore and Dante Cunningham, all these bench guys on the Pelicans, I just don't have a ton of interest in. I'm not really a huge fan. I get Etuan Moore. He's a guy that's been playing a ton of minutes. If you're saying, hey, I need a value play and it helps me get in the studs, right, here's his minutes. 27 minutes, 30, 33, 29, 31, 33. I mean, he's played a ton of minutes. So if that's your argument and you needed to get an extra stud in there, I don't hate it, but I'm personally not doing it. Don't think that's the route I would take. For me, like I said, if I had to pick my favorite plays in this game, it's the, you know, between David, it's between the big men. It's between Davis and Cousins, and then like Ibaka and Valanciunas, and then don't hate Kyle Lowry for the cheaper price tag that we're seeing around the industry on him. All right, moving on to the next game, and probably the game of the slate, the 228 team total, the game you want to watch, the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Houston Rockets. We have Cleveland with a 111.25 team total and the Houston Rockets with 116.75 team total. This is a game that's absolute gold. We're going to love this for fantasy. And we have Derrick Rose is out already. With Derrick Rose being out, I mean, it's just very simple. This is an if-then statement. If LeBron James is playing point guard, then we play him in all our lineups. It's pretty simple. We need to be playing LeBron James here. He's probably the best play on this slate. It's between him and Harden, in my opinion, but LeBron is probably the best play on the slate in this game environment. It's just going to be up and down, up and down. It's just going to fit him perfectly. So for 20.4K, I'll be paying for him. I think he's my favorite stud on the day. But then again, there's on the opposite side, there's James Harden, who's in a great spot too. But for me, I think LeBron is my number one on the slate. Just to talk about the Derrick Rose injury a little bit, we're going to have Iman Shumpert sliding into his spot technically, even though LeBron's playing point. So Shumpert will be in there, but I'm not really rostering him for 6.9K. Don't think it's necessary. I don't hate the idea. You know, if he's super cheap, is J.R. Smith, right? He gets the minutes. I've played him before this year. He's a guy that shows that he can have tournament winning upside. He's a really scary option, but on sites where you need to play shooting guards, I don't hate having to go to him, right? We saw against Milwaukee, right? 36 minutes, and he had 25.25 points because he scored 20 points. So it just depends if the three ball's falling in. What do the Rockets do? They just try and get in three-point shootouts with teams. So they're okay with giving up some three-pointers to people and open looks as long as they, you know, get theirs as well. And it's just going to be an up-and-down game. So I don't hate J.R. Smith here. I think he's an interesting play. I think you could definitely get exposure to him here. Jay Crowder, too, for 9.3K, I think is another option to consider. But the guy I really like is Kevin Love for 13.3K. He's a guy that I want to get exposure to. I'm going to pair him up with LeBron. I think that if you're going to do a game stack, I don't know if you can make this work, but, man, do like Harden, James, and Kevin Love. It's pretty expensive, but I would love to do that, and that'd be a great way to start off. You'd have to try and fill in some value, which might be tough, but Kevin Love in a fantastic spot here, expecting him to get a lot of shots up. So he's a great play, too. If we're looking at guys off the bench with no Derrick Rose, I could see Dwayne Wade having a pretty decent game. I don't really like chasing Dwayne Wade. That's kind of the one problem I have with it. But I get it. He's one of those guys that he showed us the other night. He has 40-point games in him, right? He can have massive games. He's still good at basketball. He's just old. He's a talented player, but he's absolutely old. So you can get exposure to him if you want to get exposure through this game, but not a guy that I'm going to be like you know an all-in type of play or anything. We saw the last time what's his name was out. Derrick Rose. Last time he was out, we saw Jeff Green. He was definitely a pretty interesting play. I think he's got some upside here for 7.5K. He's another guy to consider. I know I mentioned a lot of guys in this game, but just kind of stressing how much I like this game in general. If I had to rank the Cleveland side of the ball and how I'd get exposure to these guys, I think number one for me, it'd be LeBron James. Number two, Kevin Love. And if I had to pick a third option, I'd probably go with Jeff Green just because of the usage he sees off the bench. I think he's a pretty interesting option in a tournament that you want to get exposure to, especially in this game. Moving on to the next one, we had the Houston Rockets and the or we had the Houston Rockets here. Sorry, talk about that game a little bit. Trevor Ariza is a guy I absolutely love. He's great value on fantasy draft for only $9K. Have to absolutely love that price tag. With Luke Richard and Mbamute, he's already currently questionable. This is just a great spot for Ariza and fits the game environment really well too. Really up and down type of game. That is just his play style where he thrives. So I'm gonna have interest in him. I talked about Eric Gordon a little bit at the start. I'd rather play Bradley Beal straight up at that price tag. I'll probably pass on Eric Gordon. I get the usage has been up with no Chris Paul being there, but he's just getting too expensive and he's very points dependent. So I'm gonna pass on him. I think Clint Capella, he's a guy that has upside, and he can definitely bully Kevin Love, but I do worry that with Kevin Love in the game, if it's really up and down, not saying Clint Capella would come out of the game or anything, but I do think he could be hurt by the game environment a little bit. I like him in the high-paced games, obviously, because you get more rebounds, but this game could be a little too fast for him, but he's in a great spot, and obviously he could kill Kevin Love on the pick and roll, but... James Harden, haven't talked about him yet, talked about him a little, but haven't really dove in. So James Harden's a guy, man, you have to absolutely love on this slate. The price tag is expensive. That's the one problem. At guard, it's either him or Westbrook at the top or John Wall. And for me, it's just obvious. I'm going to go Harden. Westbrook has other guys there that are, you know, clogging up the situation, right? They just got Carmelo Anthony. They have Paul George. I just think... going James Harden here in this game environment, the highest total of the slate, he's a great option. If you have the salary for it, I would love to start my lineups off with Harden and LeBron James. I'll put it in on Fantasy Draft for you guys and just tell you what it ends you up with. And if you go Harden and LeBron, it puts you at 9,783. That price tag all around, you're going to have to look for some value, right? You got to throw in maybe a J.R. Smith, Jeff Green, those type of guys to kind of help you out and balance out the lineup a little bit. But even like a Trevor Ariza, you know, you can throw him in your game stack. So let me do that right now for you guys. You throw Trevor Ariza in, and then we'll put in a guy like Jeff Green who gets, solid uses off the bench. And now if I have all those guys in there, I'm at $10,550 all around as my average remaining. So you can definitely make this work, and I think it's a great way to start making your teams, guys. So, yep, let's move on to the next game now, because just want to stress again, my favorite game of the slate, the game you want to load up on, the game that you want to game stack. But let's move on to the next game, the lowest total on the slate. Not a sexy game at all, the Philadelphia 76ers and the Sacramento Kings. Definitely a game that I'm not really interested in a ton. It's just such a low total, and the Kings just playing at such a slow pace this season. And the Kings have been a frustrating team. They used to be a team that we liked to target. They really up and down and didn't play a ton of defense, but they slowed down the tempo, and they're... you know, they just have guys there like George Hill and Zach Randolph. It's like, why are they even on this team? Wish it was just a bunch of young guys running up and down the floor and chucking the ball, but sadly it is not. I think, you know, I'm a big De'Aaron Fox fan, but for 10.5K, don't know if I really want to play him here. It's pretty frustrating, though. I think just fade the I'm going to fade the Kings side of the ball unless I get some injury news. I'll wait to hear that. But for me, I think fading this is perfectly fine. Looking at the Sixers side of the ball, you know, Ben Simmons is always in play at 18.4K, but like I said, there's just other studs I'd rather pay for. I get he's not the same exact price tag as LeBron and Harden and, you know, Cousins and Davis, but for me, the way I'm building my lineups is I'm going all the way up. I'm just not going to be paying around this price tag for Simmons. If I want to get exposure to this game, I think Robert Covington is interesting because he always can flash 40-point upside, a guy that can get a ton of steals. I think he's a fine play. Dario Saric for 10.3. Don't hate him here. J.J. Redick, we talk about how the Kings are not good against shooting guards. And you know, this is a great spot where J.J. Redick could obviously make a ton of threes. But again, I just don't like the pace of this game. And I'm probably just going to pass on the Sixers side of the ball. Joel Embiid, the last guy to talk about, 14.1K. He's a great price tag, but I don't know. I don't think I'll play him here. I think there's other centers I'd rather play. It's not a spot that's loaded with centers, something to note, right? We don't have a ton of centers that we absolutely love on this slate, but so obviously opportunity cost, we could have interest in Embiid. But Embiid, just I'm not going to play him. I talk about this game, keep talking about it. It's just a game that I think you full-on fade. But if I had to play anyone on each side of the ball, it'd probably be more of the value plays. I'm probably not going to pay it for certain guys. I'd probably try and go to like the guys like Sarge and Covington for value. Just move on from this game. I don't want to play it at all. But let's talk about the Thunder and the Nuggets, which is a game I do have interest in. 214 total. 106.5 team total for the Nuggets, and then 107.5 for the Thunder. Thunder are 1-point favorites on the road. This is a great spot for the Thunder, personally. I really think there's guys that we should roster here, especially on fantasy draft. We have Paul George, you know, getting a nice bump in pace against a team like the Nuggets, but Paul George is 13.3K. Like, hear me out. I just said Eric Gordon was 14.3K. Paul George is 13.3K. That's 1,000 left. I absolutely love Paul George in this spot. I think he's a great game for your cash games, great for your tournaments. I think you have to have interest in him here, going up against a guy like Wilson Chandler all game. I mean, this should be a spot where he eats. I mean, Carmelo Anthony, a little revenge against Denver. I mean, obviously, he's probably got some more revenge against the Knicks, but for 14.3K, I think he's a fine tournament option, but I'd rather play Paul George for 1,000 less. You can play Russell Westbrook on this slate, but I already talked about it. I like other studs on the slate, so I'm not going to play him. I'll just fade him. It's a scary spot to be at, but I don't think it's necessary. I get it. These point guards, you know, guys like Murray and all these other guards are guys I wouldn't worry about, but I could see Gary Harris giving him a little bit of trouble at times and trying to cover him a little more, but. And then the centers, I want to talk about Steven Adams. That price tag for 11.4K is really, really cheap. And on Fantasy Draft, we can play tons of centers. That's what's great about Fantasy Draft. You know, you have a lot of position flexibility. And for 11.4K, I'm able to play Steven Adams, who I get the Joker is not the greatest guy to go up against. Could pull him away from the basket a little bit, but I think it's a really interesting spot just because of the upside he has in that game environment, the amount of rebounds he can get to. I have interest in Steven Adams for that price tag. I think he's a decent play on the slate. If I was paying up at center and I wasn't paying for guys like Cousins and Davis, I think Jokic is the guy to go to for 15.2K. I think he's a great option here off that big game. Maybe he sees a little bit extra ownership, but I don't know if he will for sure. Paul Millsap's 13.4K. I think I'll pass on him today. Like I said, I love Paul George in this spot, so I'd rather play Paul George than Paul Millsap. That's how the way I'll approach that. I think Jamal Murray for 9.6K is a guy that I don't know if I have a ton of interest in between him and Moutier, right? They're seeing a bunch of different minutes. They're cutting into each other. It's been like a really annoying, unpredictable situation. You know, one game it's Murray getting the minutes, the next it's Moutier. I obviously think there's guys that could, you know, at these price tags, like Moutier for 8.8K and Jamal Murray for 9.6. They're guys that could have tournament winning upside, but the situation is just so unpredictable right now. I'm just going to pass on it. I don't think it's too necessary. I like this game. I'm just not going to get a ton of exposure everywhere. I think for me on the Thunder side of the ball, it's going to be through Paul George. It's going to be through Steven Adams. No bench guys for me on the Thunder. That team is not good off the bench. And then for the Nuggets side of the ball, if I had to get exposure to anyone, I think getting it through Jokic is a fine way to do it. But it's a really tough situation just because of the way – just because, like, they're kind of eating into each other, a lot of these guys. It's really unpredictability at minutes. So the Nuggets are a really frustrating situation right now. I do like this game a lot, though. Like, a guy like Gary Harris for 11.5K in a real up-and-down game could be absolutely fine here. And Jokic for 15.2K, I like him, too. But Nuggets are really frustrating as a whole. So for me, I'm going to maybe get just exposure to Jokic on the Nuggets side of the ball and play some value plays around them if I want to pay for him at that price tag. But that'll about wrap up the slate, guys. Just to kind of summarize the slate for you. You know, if you fell asleep for the last, 23 minutes or so, just to kind of give you a summary of how I like this slate, it's the Rockets-Cavaliers game, right? In my cash games, I'm going to be loading up on this game. I think it's best to get a lot of exposure to this one. My number two favorite game on the slate is Lakers-Wizards. Obviously, the total is the part of the reason, but just we all know how the Lakers are. They are just terrible at defense. Wizards play fast-paced game. Just that game environment is a fantastic game. The game to fade on the slate is the Sixers-Kings. Just pass on it. Again, there's some plays you could play here and there, but I think it's just one of those games on a five-game slate. I'll take a stand. I'll just cross it off and call it a day unless we get some value that opens up or, you know, some guy fits my spot. Say I'm making my team and one guy fits the last spot perfectly. I'm not going to just trash the whole team if I love the team and I don't mind a play there. And then kind of talk about the last two games. Pelicans-Raptors, for me, it's just like play the big men or play the studs. It's a game I don't want a ton of exposure to, right? There's a lot of guys that a lot of just like fringe bench players that could cause some problems with this game and not making it. So don't get cute basically in this game. That's kind of the summary of the Raptors Pelicans games. Don't get cute, just play the studs. Play it, be simple, keep it simple, stupid. That's what I like to say to myself sometimes when I'm building my lineups. So yeah, I won't get crazy there. And then yeah, summarize the Thunder and Nuggets game, like I just talked about. I think there's a couple plays I like here and there, but I wouldn't be game stacking that one. If I start game stacking the Thunder Nuggets, you know what I'll say to myself, Travis, what are you doing? Game stack the Rockets Cavaliers game instead. So thanks a lot for joining me, guys. Really appreciate it. And head on over to Fantasy Draft. You know, I've talked about it a bunch, but think about rake free head to heads, and that just helps make people more winning players. If you don't play cash games a ton and you're more of a tournament player and you want to try out head-to-heads, go over to Fantasy Draft and try it. That's the best place to do it. Maybe you've been thinking about, hey, I'm a tournament guy, and I want to try out some cash games. Go over there and check that out and, you know, give it a shot. So if you want to ask me any questions on Twitter, see if my opinions on the slate have changed, or just find any general strategy questions, give me a follow at Travis Mangone. It's TravisMangone. Again, thanks a lot for joining us, guys, and I'm out.